Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
catching is breathtaking. Sometimes I just wonder if he's a next lover's in the making. That man Richard could really bat. It's something to see him and the attack, plundering Bowland again and again. It's remarkable how he does dictate the game. No bowler holds a terror for Vivian Richard. Not Thompson, not Lily, not Daddy Nash and Azika. Perfect coordination of body and mind. That brother is really dynamite. Pace a spin, he ain't give a front where you're bowling him. Faster, slowly, you're going back to the boundary. When the bowling tight, if you see the man, he has a defense no bowler can penetrate. Yet still he can score his runs as freely as he will. He could beat the tightest field with sheer technical skill. When that man drives you, he scotch the field and leave the mid on standing still. His breathless leg cut right off the stump. So many times I've left commentators dumb. No bowler holds a terror for Vivian Richard. Not Thompson, not Lily, not Baby, not Shanda Sika. Perfect coordination of body and mind. That brother is really dynamite. Pace or spin, he don't give a front for you bowling him. Faster, slowly, you're going back to the boundary. England, here they come. This hunk of a man, this classical player and his fellow Antiguan, Andy Robert Redkin, hand back once again in your country. Vivian Richard Redkin bowlers boundary after boundary. Watch this scoreboard kicking on. When Vivian bats him, the machine must run, and people applauding for runs like rain. And another splendid Richard century again. No bowler holds a terror for Vivian Richard. Not Thompson, not Lily, not Daly, not Shanda Sika. Perfect coordination of body and mind. That brother is really dynamite. Pace a spin, he don't give a front for you bowling him. Faster, slowly, you're going back to the boundary, Andy.
Not many countries of its size can claim the number of world-class sports personalities that the twin island nation of Antigua and Barbuda has produced over the years. Perhaps the first to gain prominence, but hardly noticed, is the great Paul Paddy Winter, a bodybuilder extraordinaire. Six times winner of the Mr. Universe title during the late 50s through the mid-60s. In his day, he had one of the most symmetrical bodies that the world has seen and perhaps will ever see. Mr. Winter, he featured in many health and strength magazines and played leading roles in several movies in Italy. Mr. Winter now resides in Glasgow, Scotland, with his daughter Carmen and grandson and son-in-law as well. His wife Mary passed on in 2014. I'm amazed to see such a small nation would produce so many outstanding cricketers. Sir Vivian Richards is ranked among the best to have played the game. He was voted one of the five cricketers of the 20th century. As captain of the West Indies, he never lost a series in his outings at the helm. He was one of the most destructive batsmen the world has seen and perhaps will ever see. His ability to play unconventional strokes to perfection has baffled many, even to this day. He amassed 8,540 runs, including 1,710 runs in a calendar year. That was in 1976. And scored a century in 56 deliveries in front of his home ground at the Antigua Recreation Grounds. A most glamorous career. One particular innings of 322 runs caused the BBC to interrupt his regular programming to bring live description of his knock. Another who excelled was Sir Kirkley Amrose. He was a class fast medium bowler, deadly and accurate. His spell in 1993 at the Wacker Grounds in Australia, in which he took 7 wickets for 1 run, has been regarded by many as one of the greatest spell of fast bowler ever. In all, Sir Kirkley claimed 405 wickets in an illustrious career of 98 test matches at an average of 20.99. Until recently, he was the bowling consultant of the West Indies cricket senior team. Sir Anderson Everton Montgomery Roberts was one of the fastest bowlers in his day. Many batsmen will literally run, fearing for being hurt. He floored the great Colin Cowdrey with one of the most lethal deliveries. Sir Anderson claimed 202 wickets in a short career of 47 test matches. Sir Richie Richardson, he captained the West Indies and did so with pride. He was the manager of the senior West Indies side until he was appointed match referee by the ICC. Sir Richard, he scored 5,949 runs in his illustrious career. He has been regarded as one of the true gentlemen to have played the game. There were others too, like the Guy Yarwoods, the Taddy Aaron Dell, the Wrigley Jacobs, the Hugh Gore, the Wrigley Jacobs by also captain the West Indies, Kenny Benjamin, Winston Benjamin, Eldeen Baptist, a West Indies cricket selector, Sylvester Joseph, one of four who also was at the helm of West Indies cricket, Gavin Chung, Hamish Anthony, Dave Joseph, Kerry Germery, Austin Richards, Devon Thomas, Anthony Martin, and in recent times, Azari Joseph, a young injected fast bowler who played a pivotal role in helping the West Indies under 19 side win the 2016 under 19 World Cup. He recently gained his test call up. In years to come, fancy he will be a force to be reckoned with. Rakim Rashawn Sean Cornwall is not an ordinary cricketer. He's always done well when the opportunity affords itself. In his 20 first class matches played so far, he has claimed 100 wickets. His best was in an innings was 8 for 108, and in a match 12 for 205. Barring illness or injury, Rakim will be called up to represent the West Indies in international matches, I predict. In boxing, Antigua and Barbuda were were able to feature a number of amateur boxers, but none has gained prominence like the great Morris Ho. In 1979, he knocked out Rocky Mattioli in the ninth round in Italy and captured the WBC Junior Welterweight Championship. He was a true professional and has since moved back to his native Antigua to help promote the sport. In football, the Benner Boys Antigua Senior Football Team is presently ranked 82nd in the latest edition of FIFA Coca-Cola rankings. Heights they hover around for the past 3 or 4 years. They were strengthened by the Benner Bricks. The Benner Boys is definitely a force to be reckoned with and no longer can be taken for granted. In track and field, Daniel Bailey produced a personal best of 9.91 seconds in the 100 meters some years ago, but he could not hold that form in the World Championship. Brendan Christian, James Grayman, Heather Samuels, Sonia Williams, Lester Benjamin, Cuthbert Jacobs, C.J. Green, Miguel Francis, whom I believe would be seeking a transfer. These are a few of the Antiguan and Barbudan athletes. In rowing, which is a less known sport worldwide, but it has been popularized mainly by the taxi drivers in Antigua and Barbuda. Today, it's fiercely contested sport, and some of the greatest who have played the game are from Antigua and Barbuda. A word about Sir Lester Bird, our newest national hero. He was an extraordinary athlete. In cricket, he was one of the fastest as any Sir Wesley Hall, notwithstanding. In track and field, he excelled mainly in the long jump, was up there with the likes of the great American Ralph Buston. At football, he excelled as well. In basketball, the Antiguan Barbuda Association has been a member of FIBA since 1976. The association appeared 8 times in the Caribbean Championship. They collected some 3 bronze medals in 2002, 2004, and 2016. Patrick White, he has progressed from a humble upbringing to become president of the West Indies Cricket Umpires Association. He gained prominence when he joined with Bran Jacobs and Ralston Samuels to launch the Voluntary Coaching Committee, an organization that started the movement to send Sir Anderson Roberts and Sir Vivian Richards to Alfgover Cricket Clinic in England. The rest is history. Senator Leonard Tim Hector, deceased, was an individual of many talents. He's a sports administrator, manager, cricket commentator, who was ranked with the best in the world. His weekly column in the outlet newspaper, Fan the Flame, received rave reviews. Sadly, he left us in 2002. I will forever remember my friend, Tim Hector. May his soul rest in everlasting peace. Sports Talk. Good morning, JoJo Sports Show. Here's weekly, every day, Monday through Friday, on the Observer Radio in Antigua. The show is highly rated. It's up there with the best in the region. Host Joseph Aparicio tells it how he sees it. Finally, growing up in Antigua and playing and watching sports at the Antigua Recreation Grounds, I recall the ringside coaches such as Mankad, Hazari, Jarvis. They could coach the players from the ringside Bailey will run onto the cricket field and reward the players for an outstanding performance. All these were good, but none could match the cheeky high five. He developed the art of playing the music in between overs, at water break, and when a boundary was scored. It is believed that Chickie's music might have relaxed the great Brian Lara two world record innings of 375 and 400 not outs at the Antigua Recreation Grounds in 2004 and 1994. It was not surprised that when play was washed out in an international match, Chickie was named the man of the match, unheard of. Combined with gravy, they often bring the house down. Chickie grew up in Cravey Road in 2016. Good evening. On hearing the sad news about the passing of Mark Julian, I could not resist the urge to write about a man who has meant so much to our community and the world at large. I was at a loss for words to express the way I felt. My friends, we have lost a true Caribbean man, and he will be dearly missed. He may be imitated, but not duplicated. To many, he provided their daily sporting breakfast. They would listen to him each and every weekday morning, precisely at 8:39 a.m., at which time he would present his daily sports report on the morning ride show. He was always so very detailed, precise, and to the point, a true, natural, and a remarkable professional sports reporter. Mark's sports reports provided to us a way of life, for whenever he spoke, everyone listened. Whether it be about the exploits of Usain Bolt, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, Kirani James, Kim Collins, the West Indies team winning the T20 World Cup, Chris Gayle, Sonny Larine, Caribbean Premier League, Tiger Woods, Serena Williams, Floyd Mayweather, Manchester United, Liverpool, Barcelona, Chelsea, or the upcoming World Cup, or be it LeBron James, or more recently, Donald Sterling. He would hold your attention even for that brief moment. He was a master at his craft. I've never met him, but I've grown accustomed to his voice, so much so that I nominated him for the Caribbean Sports Lions Sports Personality of the Year Award. Needless to say, he won it and was gracious enough to afford me the opportunity to interview him some weeks after. Mark's death will create a vacuum in sports reporting in our neck of the woods, an office that will be very difficult to fill. He has set a standard that we can follow. He will never be forgotten. And to me, Mark, kindness of heart and spirit increase his riches in the eyes of many far greater than wealth. On behalf of the Blog Talk Radio, the Cricket Show, the Florida Caribbean Sports Line, and the Caribbean Radio Show, I extend our deepest sympathies to his dear relatives, his friends, and well-wishers who are all mourning his loss. May his soul rest in eternal peace, and may God be with him until we meet again. I thank you.
Mr. Leon Francis, welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here with you, Cleve. I always admire the way you go about doing your business on the radio. I observe a lot of pleasure to see how you work along with some of the co-workers here in South Florida, and I applaud you for doing that.
Thank you very much, and let's let the listeners know that you have your own radio show here in South Florida, correct?
I am a part of the Florida Caribbean Sports Line, which was formed in 2002. I am the statistician on that show with Oliver Solomon, the director, and Everett Carter. We are on every Saturday night from 6 until 8, and recently we are on until 10, 6 until 10. So every Saturday night we are on.
Let's go back a bit and tell us how you got started or how you got involved in sports.
But Cleve, I go back way back. My interest in sports started when I attended the St. John's Boys School as a young man in Antigua. There, cricket and football and all the sports that we usually play were played there. I was immediately picked out as one of the sports leaders, the house leaders we were called, Washington House. I was the captain for that, and I happened to be a reasonably good cricketer, and as such, I led the team for a while. I also went on to the Princess Margaret School, where there I also was made one of the team captains. After leaving school, I played cricket for a great club, St. John's. St. John's is the team that the great Sir Vivian Richards played for, and also later on, Richard Richardson also played for that team. But having finished my cricketing days then, I was named a selector for the Antigua National Senior Team, and there is where I started in my cricket. But I also was very much involved in football, because I played for a club named Acme, and then later for the Antigua Sugar Factory. I was then promoted to be the secretary of the Antigua Football Association, and having done a good job in that position, I was elected president in 1974, and as such, I was thrilled to be the leader of the Antigua Football Association for years. And one of my greatest achievements there was when the youth team won the Caribbean Youth, the Caitlin Wireless Youth Championship. It was competed among all the smaller countries in the region. Trinidad obviously was not included, nor was Jamaica and Guyana. But that was a proud moment in our history. And I'm so happy these days that Antigua is doing very, very well. When I migrated to the United States in 1978, I immediately joined a club by the name of St. George's. And we played quite a bit of cricket there in the Bronx, Poughkeepsie, and in Paterson, New Jersey. And some of the players that I met were like the former coach of the West Indies team, which was Gus Logie. We played against him, and a young man out of Montserrat named Mel Roach. We played against him too.
You sound as though you were very successful in a sports arena in Antigua. Why did you leave such a budding career?
Well, I had a choice to educate my kids over in the United States, and the opportunity came, and I grabbed it with both hands. I said, well, let me make sure that they get the best education. Yeah, I was not able to send my children to the University of the West Indies, but I felt by coming to the United States, I would have been able to get them a college education, and indeed, I was successful in doing so, and I thought it was a good move then, although I left quite a bit home, but not only was I involved with the sports, cricket and football, I was also very successful in the insurance business. I was a staff manager there, and I had quite a very successful career, because I worked for a company named British American, and that company afforded me the opportunity to go to many, many countries, having made the qualification for the convention. And I was good enough that I made 7 successive Giants qualification for British American. And I only had 3 more to make to get lifetime membership. But I hear some sad news recently that the company has now folded. But I have a goal in mind, and I have a motto that I try to do everything to the best of my ability. I don't go halfway. I don't go into anything half-heartedly. Whatever I do, I try to do it to the best of my ability. And one of my greatest assets is that I always try to be on time.
Over the years, I've done several radio programs, and I would fill in for different radio announcers here in South Florida. And I remember the time when you would call in and give me different scores, different statistics to share with the audience. And it was unsolicited. You just called me and say, well, this is what's going on, this match is going on, and this is the score right now, and you'll give me updates as we did the program. Did you do that with other announcers?
Oh, definitely so. I started way back with a young man. I don't know if you know a guy by the name of Trinidad Arnold Henry.
Arnold Trinidad Henry, of course.
Yes, I started with him when I came to Florida. He was the first one that I started with.
What year was that? You started?
1981, that was.
Mm-hmm.
1981, when I came over to Florida. I started with Trinidad Arnold Henry and you name it. All the announcers that I can think of that I have been able to work with, Mike Andrews, Don Daly, Eddie Edwards, and you name it. I have been able, Pat Montague, all these folks, I have been able to give them scores. You know, one of my greatest delights is that when the Prime Minister of Antigua came to visit, there was no way for him to get the scores. And someone there told him that, you got to get with Leon because he's going to give you the score. And I was so delighted to give him the score. And a friend of mine, the late Tim Hector, he was somewhere in the northwestern country and he wanted the score. And he said, there is no other person that will know the score. I felt delighted. You know, one of my aims is to help broaden cricket here in the United States, because I feel it's a sport that would be cherished if the people only knew it. To me, when I watch baseball and I watch a T20 match, I think there is no comparison, but the people don't know it.
Cricket is growing here in South Florida. We have a stadium in the Fort Lauderdale area.
Yes, indeed, and you can recall that we had two international teams that came here a couple of years ago, almost 3 years ago. And they played in that stadium. We had Sri Lanka and it was Pakistan. Yes, we had two teams. I can't remember the two. But they were well welcome. And I would hope one day that we see a T20 come here from the World Cup. Or even if the West Indies were to play one of their final championship matches over here in these parts, I think there was enough people from the Caribbean and from the other nations that will really support it.
What inspired you to really begin a radio show with your team?
Well, having stopped playing cricket, I felt it's another avenue I can really make the sports, and cricket in particular, those sports that were played in the Caribbean, more popular. You know, we listen to all the sports shows, and what they're talking about the American football, the basketball, but very few people talk about cricket in detail. Very few people talk about the football that we know. So that was one of my thing in life. I wanted to say, listen, this is going to be my contribution, and there is just joy in doing it. And like you mentioned, that I have been in the Florida Caribbean Sports Line on Saturday evening, but I also started the blog talk. Radio.com cricket show. Myself and Ivor Henry, we have this show every Sunday, and we just talk cricket mainly for 3 hours, 2 hours streaming and 1 hour not streaming, but we have the possibility of going for 3 hours, and it's just a joy to sit down every Sunday afternoon and just give our listeners the updates. Sometimes we are able to carry a show that is going on live, meaning a match that is going on live, and people are so happy to hear the commentary, the live commentary. And it just gives me that. Many people have a lot of hobbies. This is my, and I love it, and I enjoy doing it. And to give scores, it's just like if I'm giving someone a gift, when I give you the score, any one of my announcers, because I feel so strongly about cricket.
Yeah, you feel strongly about cricket, but you give scores and commentary on different sports here in South Florida.
Yes, indeed, I gave you, well, of course, your show, Steve, has given me the opportunity to give the sports news every Thursday evening, and I'm also so overjoyed that you give me the opportunity to tell the listeners some of the things that they have not heard. For instance, we hear very little about tennis, and we hear little about boxing. We hear little about the standings of the football rankings worldwide, you know. And talking about rankings, I'm so delighted to know that Antigua is one of the teams that are going to the semifinals of the CONCACAF region. And I'm delighted to bring this to folks that who might not have heard them. So it's just a joy and just a pleasure. I do this not for honor, but with honor. And I just hope that the people enjoy every moment of it.
Mr. Leon Francis, I want to thank you very much. And thank you so much for making a contribution to my show here in South Florida with the sports. And I remember the days when I used to get calls, what is your score? Now I have Mr. Leon Francis. You've been with me for over a year now.
Yes, over a year. And I just hope that it will continue for over a decade, my friend, because it's so great to be dealing with you, Steve. I find you such a personable person, and there is no better way than when you have a good relationship with everyone, and with you in particular. So I'm so happy to be able to do it for you, and you couldn't be done for a better person than yourself.
Leon, I thank you very much for the compliments, and thanks for joining the program this evening.
And thank you too, Steve. I just wish you well as you pursue those two shows that you're having, one on Thursday evening, one on Wednesday, that is beamed to the Caribbean, and I hope you'll get all the support you can, and I will do my part to help you as much as I can. May God bless you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
You too.
Right.
Bye-bye.